The woman twitched back to the futon arm outstretched and bent over the prostrate figure.
To, also.
Please, she said. A pair of arms reached up and pulled her down into an embrace. When the couple had separated, the cigarette was again proffered. Although Derek was sufficiently exhausted that he could not sleep, his preoccupations took him beyond the level of disorientation that could be expected from lack of rest and a generalized torpor. Caught in a voice and image-filled netherworld between pre-sleep and hallucination, he was only periodically attuned to his surroundings. Interior fragments voiced up a clamor demanding his attention.
"You thought you would be free of your plexiglass wall, didn't you?" said a feminine voice in a gloating, accusatory tone. "It had been some months since it last appeared, but now you find it more intense than ever before. You can't deny it."
"Don't push me, Liana," was the angry reply. "I'm sick to death of your derogatory, pejorative, disparaging crap. I didn't bring that up in order to have it thrown back in my face. You better watch yourself. I have too many things on you." The voice was robust, masculine. "There is nothing to worry about. It has only been going on for the period since we arrived. We'll go away when we leave."
"Oh, aren't we the optimistic one? Dean, the artist of unmitigated hope," she retorted sarcastically. "Well, don't try to drag me into that fantasy. I thought you were going to pass out in the airport. How embarrassed I would have been. And on the train, what crazy mane did they call it? The sin, shat, shit, can, something? How many times did you put your head between your knees? I thought I would die of mortification. That poor businessman trying to be friendly, buying beer and peanuts and describing the history of the optical fiber industry, and you kept putting your head between your knees and apologizing for jet lag. What a joke! Don't give me any more of that misdirected optimism. The plexiglass has never been before so intense."
"That's not true. It was much more elaborate during adolescence. Besides, the frequency has begun to subside now that the first flush of re-experience has passed."
"Rot, rot, rot! Oh, is playing down the obvious or exaggerating the unimportant?"
There was an incongruous, lilting swing to the voice.
"You get free for a few short months and jump to all sorts of unwarranted conclusions. You think you've got control of this thing. Bah! You've experienced it enough in the past to know what the next few weeks are going to be like. Once the plexiglass starts, oh, Christ, what foolishness, trying to talk to you about this. It's going to control you in the end."